أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعتذرون إليكم إذا رجعتم إليهم، قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم، قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم، وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله، ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم، فأعرضوا عنهم، إنهم رجس ومأواهم جهنم جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون. يحلفون لكم لترضوا عنهم، فإن ترضوا عنهم فإن الله لا يرضى عن القوم الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 94, 95 and 96 of Surah At-Tawbah in terms of the para. We begin the 11th juz, the 11th para of the Quran Sharif. The discussion for quite a while now is with regards to the expedition of Tabuk, that there were those that had participated willingly, there were those that tarried, delayed a little and then participated, there were those that had genuine reasons and excuses for not participating, there were those that had no reason and yet they did not participate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about all of them. Now here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a pre-warning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what to expect from the munafiqeen when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Medina. He has not yet entered. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals these verses. This is what you are going to expect from them, and what and how should your response be to them. That is the discussion that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has here. And Allah ta'ala says, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, these munafiqeen are going to make excuses to you. إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ, when you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, return to Medina Munawwara. These excuses here, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the excuses. The next verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the qasam and the oaths that they will take. قُلْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Say to them, do not make excuses. Say to them, do not make excuses. لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكُمْ. We will never believe you. And then, قَدْ نَبَّأَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already informed us about your conditions, about your informations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has pre-warned us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said everything. But all of that said and done, وَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُ. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will watch you, will look towards you to see. At this time you had done what you had done, you had not participated in the battle, and you had that nifaq and hypocrisy in your hearts, in your deeds, in your actions. Now you're going to come and you are going to make these excuses, wrong upon wrong. But yet Allah Ta'ala will watch you and His Rasul will also keep an eye on you. Are you going to make tawbah? Are you going to turn away from all of this? Turn towards Allah Ta'ala in sincerity and bring proper iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat? Or are you going to continue in this way that you are not going to participate, you're going to create mischief, and then you're going to make excuses to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَلِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And then the time will come when you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of the unseen, and Allah Ta'ala who is the knower of the seen. You then will have to face the consequences by Allah if you had not made tawbah. If you had made tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will certainly accept that. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will inform you of all that you had done. In other words, all of this is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala then says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the general, it is the plural address to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, then they will take qasams, they will take oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, idhan qalabtum ilayhim, when you will return to them, they in Medina, you are coming back from the expedition of Tabuk, litu'ridu anhum, so that O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you may turn away from them. Many of the commentators have stated litu'ridu anhum means that you will ignore them. In other words, you will not rebuke them, you will not scold them, and on the other side, you will not be very friendly with them and just pardon them and allow them to go away with this. In other words, your attitude towards them will be one in between, neither a rebuke, neither a friendly relationship with them. فَآرِضُ عَنْهُمْ, so ignore them, turn away from them. إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ, Allah Ta'ala says, certainly they are rijs. Rijs means filth, they are impure, insofar as the iman is concerned, insofar as the deeds are concerned. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, in the hereafter, their abode will be the fire of Jahannam, jaza'an bima kanu yaksibun, and not for any other reason, but this will be a recompense because of what they earned. It is not that Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to punish them, is eager to punish them, but it is because of their deeds, the ill of their hearts, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them in that way. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ, so why are they taking these qasams? Why are they taking these oaths? They're taking these oaths, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believers, so that you will be pleased with them, that you will think it is, they are sincere, they are genuine in what they're saying with regard to the excuse. You'll pardon them, you'll overlook them, you'll befriend them, and you'll become pleased with them. فَإِنْ تَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ, and if you become pleased with them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be pleased with a community of transgressive individuals. In other words, they will never earn the pleasure of Allah, and neither should they earn the pleasure of you, O Muslims, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in a narration that there were about 80 of them that had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made the excuses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a hearing, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let them go. And in this way, they had thought that they had made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believe in what they had said. They thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased. But here the ayats were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forewarning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.